A cheese that squeaks when you bite it. That detail stops people cold every time I mention it in class, and it should stop you too, Eric, because that squeak is not a quirk. It is a clue about everything this food is made of. Halloumi has been a staple of the Cypriot diet for centuries, with historical records tracing back to the Byzantine period and written descriptions appearing in 16th century Venetian documents. That is not a footnote. That is a food older than most of the nations we study in a standard civics curriculum, surviving not because of a brand or a corporation, but because ordinary people needed it to survive. Now, think of a shepherd in the Eastern Mediterranean, no refrigeration, summer heat that does not apologize, and a flock of goats and sheep that produce milk in quantities no single family can use alone. The BBC has reported on how traditional Cypriot communities pooled their milk collectively to make halloumi, and that pooling was not just practical, it was social insurance. Traditional halloumi was made exclusively from sheep and goat milk because cows were not introduced to Cyprus in significant numbers until the 20th century. Sheep and goat milk have higher fat and protein content than cow's milk, which matters enormously for what this cheese can do under heat. The community brought their animals' milk together, processed it together, and shared the result. That is collective action solving a problem that individual households could not solve alone. I have seen the same logic in neighborhood food pantries on the south side of Chicago. The structure is ancient, the need is not. The key idea here is preservation, and it shaped every decision early cheesemakers made. The Mediterranean climate is not gentle. Without a way to extend the life of dairy, protein disappears fast. So Cypriot cheesemakers developed a two-stage process. They cooked the curds in whey at high temperature, which we will get into deeply in the next lecture, and then they packed the finished cheese with fresh mint leaves. That mint was not decoration. Fresh mint contains natural polyphenols that act as an antibacterial preservative, according to food science sources cited by cheesemaking researchers. The mint slowed spoilage. It extended the window during which a family or a traveling shepherd could safely eat the cheese. A culinary choice that looks like flavor is actually a survival technology. Remember that the next time someone tells you traditional food is just about taste. Eric, here is where the history gets politically interesting. For decades, halloumi was produced and sold globally without formal protection, meaning manufacturers in other countries could label their product halloumi regardless of origin or ingredients. In 2021, the European Commission officially registered halloumi as a protected designation of origin, a PDO, mandating that it be produced in Cyprus with a specific ratio of goat and sheep milk. The European Commission's press release on that registration made clear this was about protecting a community's labor, knowledge, and identity, not just a brand. PDO status is the kind of institutional recognition that says the people who built this thing over centuries have a claim that the market alone will not honor. For example, a factory in another country using cow's milk and calling it halloumi is not just a labeling problem. It is an erasure of the specific conditions, the animals, the climate, the collective practice that made the food what it is. Institutions can either protect that history or let it be diluted for profit. In 2021, at least on this one, the institution got it right. The takeaway from everything we covered today is this: halloumi is a record of human labor and shared survival pressed into a block of cheese. Cypriot shepherds did not invent it to be trendy. They built it from the constraints they actually faced: scarce resources, brutal heat, no cold storage, and the knowledge that a community working together outlasts any individual working alone. The squeak you hear when you bite into halloumi is the sound of proteins that held their structure under pressure. That is not a metaphor I am forcing, Eric. That is the actual chemistry, and it tells you something real about resilience. In the next lecture, we get into exactly why those proteins behave that way, and why this cheese does something almost no other cheese on earth can do.